Ali, thank you very much for joining me on Top Hotel News. I would like to start with you introducing yourself in the elevator pitch, like you mentioned, with your background, especially in the hospitality and hotel sector.
Sure. Well, thank you for having us. Great event. I'm the managing director of 360 Strategic Advisors. We are a boutique advisory firm based in London, focused on three specific areas. One of them is real estate. We look into introducing unconventional, creative solutions for repurposing, repositioning of the opportunities in the sector. We work with family offices, we work with major multinational groups. We have a specific focus as well on Middle East Africa and growingly on the developments and opportunities that are represented in those geographies through the new Belt Road Initiative, the China. And as a matter of fact, I genuinely believe that we have a Kodak moment in hotel and hospitality. And many of these incumbents are either late or they go from an asset heavy, asset light model. But the question is not just about the asset, it's about the product and the services and shaping a market. So our job is to ask the tough questions at times, to tell investors, companies, clients what not to do. We're neither in the business of development or in the business of finance. We provide perhaps visibility and sharp upticks on blind spots that are essential when you're making long-term decisions. And hotel, hospitality, and real estate is an asset class that you come in for 10, 15, 20 years. You cannot go into a project and say, I changed my mind. Some of these projects take half a decade to be approved. And then, in order to have your returns, you have to be very patient.
Absolutely. I mean, this is a good transition then to my next question, which is about your key message when it comes to post-Brexit UK hotel industry. Mm-hmm. Given the short to long, medium to long-term asset class that is the hotel industry, what is your key message to investors?
I genuinely believe there is a tremendous opportunity in repurposing and repositioning some of the big retail space, which high street retail has been hurt. You cannot put the genie back in the bottle. The fact of the matter is that the online shopping is growing rapidly. So many of these investments will fail to provide the rationale in the retail sector and the logic of entertaining the capital and competing with online retail. As a result, then the question is, what are you going to do with 40,000, 30,000, 25,000 square foot on a prime street in the middle of the city? Okay, let's run and do WeWork. That doesn't work. Let's run and do this co-living. It takes a little bit more of perhaps reflection and understanding the city. The question of Brexit is something that is officially done. Technically, it has just started. So, and hotel and hospitality is at the the front line of any blowback from this decision in terms of human capital and capital formation. And the way I'm saying it is human capital and capital formation. So that word capital between these two is the bridge and it's the overlap. One doesn't work without the other. Capital follows human capital. So are there five other Londons in the world? They are not. But, there was only one Lehman Brothers as well. So you have to be mindful of how you develop your brand, how you protect it. One of the things I find rather missing is that we have been extremely laissez-faire and hands-off on marketing London. we are receiving London, as you know, everybody knows London and they will come.
It sells itself.
Yes, but that's not the case. Competition is increasing. There will be extra effort from other capitals in Europe, and people are reducing their jet fuel, carbon footprint. So the question is how to create a local, domestic, intercircular tourism momentum between various parts of the United Kingdom, and how to create an international strategic plan to bring more people to not only London, to United Kingdom at large.
My last question is, so the biggest pitfall for investors, especially now we're talking about hotel industries, and the biggest, because you also mentioned UK PLC buy at the very end. What was the biggest reason you said, what's the reason for your optimism? So, no, pitfall and optimism.
No, the pitfall is complacency. The pitfall is showboating and showmanship that, oh, we would get it right without really having a plan. That's the pitfall. Optimism is that if there is the slightest logic and pragmatism, you have a wonderful asset called London, you have a wonderful asset called Highlands in Scotland, you have wonderful assets in Lakeside District, you have wonderful assets in Bath, you have wonderful assets in, you know, Manchester. So each of these have to have their own story. You cannot be one UK to all and then to develop a hotel and hospitality story only around London. When you go to a shop to buy a suit, the shop is successful that only not sells you the suit, but a pair of socks, a tie, and ideally a belt as well. That is called unit per transaction. So if a passenger comes and spends two nights in London and leaves, the economic dividend of that is rather very limited to London. The question is, how can we create a mechanism that any traveler comes, spends two nights in London, one night in Bath, one night in, I don't know, Kent, and the story goes on.
Like how they combined, I think, visa applications for the Schengen and the UK, Chinese citizens can benefit from one application that goes to both.
Yeah, but not necessarily. It's not about piggy banking on the European strategy. European strategy is European strategy. UK strategy. I mean, we didn't stay in Europe to develop. What's the purpose then of coming out? I'm just saying. If you are out, if you have decided to go out, you have to start really looking as to what is your core message to the industry, to the investors, to human capital, to visitors, to tourists. And this requires thinking, deliberations. We are one of the very few companies who have, I would say, cross-sectorial expertise. You know, we're not McKinsey or Booz. We don't have their resources, but we are very resourceful. And as a result, sometimes we find ourselves in a very nimble position of providing unconventional, executable, and scalable advice.
Perfect. Last question is about the event. Your feedback, your impressions, what did you think of the Top Hotel World Tour in London today?
Well, listen, I think one of the most important elements in the industry is dialogue, is discussion. I congratulate you all for bringing us together, for providing an environment in which we can sit, brainstorm, exchange ideas, counter each other's ideas, convince, agree to disagree, and disagree to agree in more ways than one. And I know that you have these events all around the world. And perhaps one would be a good idea to combine the key takeaways of some of these four or five and to bring all of these stakeholders to London for a bigger gathering of various conversations you've led in, you know, Frankfurt and Dubai, for a larger event in a post-Brexit world.